This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
818 now, joined by Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, to look at the Saints 2025 season, look ahead to 2026. How you doing, Steve?
Doing all right, Tommy. Definitely sad that another season's in the books.
Yeah, it went by pretty quick. I'm going to tell you what, we know we have our little poll here where we predict the number of wins and losses, and apparently I nailed it with 6 wins. I wish it had been more than that, but I got to tell you what, and listening to Deuce and Mike Haas on Sunday, and you know, Deuce said, "We coming," and he paraphrased Deion Sanders, and I think he's right. I think the Saints are coming in 2026. Give me your thoughts on the season looking back on it.
Yeah, what a way the team finished. Lots of positives considering how the year started. We know the beginning wasn't the greatest, and it kind of looked like, oh no, we're going to be destined for a top three draft pick after the slow start for this team. But things, once Tyler Shuck was named the starting quarterback, he came in the second half against the Rams game, and then, I mean, he went on to win, you know, 5 games in the 9 starts he made, and you kind of saw a team starting to believe in themselves. The guy that made everyone around him better is what you want from a quarterback, and when Tyler Shuck came in, things definitely start to move better on this offense. The biggest problem, though, a constant issue that's got to be addressed in the offseason, is the slow starts. I don't know how to remedy that except for maybe, you know, get guys – body clocks working differently. But it was just really amazing to see this year, the first quarter especially, how dismal the Saints were, and then later on the game able to come back and pick things up. But playing from behind, we know, isn't the most ideal thing. I'm with you though, a lot of positives right now. Everyone talks about it. Looks like you've got your quarterback. It sure seems like we've got the coach. Can you continue now hitting on the draft, get those free agents in here that are going to make a difference for this squad? And shoot, we know the NFC South is no dynamite powerhouse right now with the way the Panthers, you know, ended up sneaking in to being the division champs, not just the playoffs. They won the division sneaking in thanks to the Atlanta Falcons beating the Saints in that tiebreaker against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, man, we saw the Saints, the depleted Saints team, being able to sweep the Carolina Panthers this year. So I would definitely say tons of positive energy going into this offseason. Even though it was a 6-10 season, yeah, there's still a lot to like. A 6-11 season, I should say.
Let's talk about some of the free agents. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 8:21 more with Steve Geller when we come back. You heard the sports report from Steve about Cam Jordan, and I can't imagine him putting anybody else's uniform on. I hope they manage to work it out. We'll talk about Demario Davis, some of the other guys that are getting a little bit older, and what next year's team is likely to look like. And actually, this year's team at the end didn't look anything like it did at the beginning when you look at receiver, et cetera. 822 traffic now, WWL. Whoopsie, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, talking about the Saints 2025, looking ahead to 2026. Give me some names of some institutions, some Saints institutions that may or may not be on the field in 2026 for the black and gold.
Yeah, I think the biggest talked about names right now, Tommy, for the Saints coming back for next year, being the big question marks because of age. The Demario Davis linebacker, the stud that seems to never age, though. Another guy, too, Cam Jordan, the just Mr. Reliable, always available. And Taysom Hill, we saw him after the home finale, really emotional in that post-game speech, and it kind of felt like, oh no, this is the end for him. Out of those three, I don't know if Taysom Hill is coming back to football, much less the Saints. He hasn't made any comments, unlike Demario Davis and Cam Jordan, who said, heck yeah, they're ready to play next year, and they hope that they're back in black and gold But yeah, we're going to see how things work out. Obviously, the price is going to be the big deal for these veteran guys.
Do you see, you know, I mean, Cam, look, it's easy to say, it's easy to be frivolous with somebody else's money, right? But do you see Cam?
Right, exactly.
Do you see Cam going anywhere else?
It's hard to envision it, Tommy. He's just such a stud when it comes to on the field. We saw a resurgence. He led the team in sacks this season with 10.5. And it's not just that. I love his makeup, his mentality, what he stands for.
Roots in the community,
too. What was that?
I said roots in the community. That's exactly what you said.
Yeah, every single Tuesday, this guy's going to a school during the season, making impressions on the youth in the city, and just the amount of work he does. He just seems like the very definition to me of talent and a guy for the community that every franchise wishes they had. And DeMario Davis the same way. So I'm very biased, too. And like you said, it's easy for me to spend the Saints' money. I would definitely keep both guys around since they are still performing at that high level. DeMario led the team in tackles, and Cam Jordan just led the team in sacks.
So when it comes to draft, who do you think the Saints would be looking at in the draft?
Yeah, for me, I'm definitely looking at more of the trenches or at wide receiver. I know a lot of folks have fallen in love with the running.
Yeah,
running back Jeremiah Love, everybody keeps talking about as a potential pick for them at 8th overall. I don't want to take a running back that early, but that's just me. I want to build more, either another pass rusher. I know it's not going to be the sexiest thing for Saints fans. The offensive line, especially the interior, needs so much help. And then wide receiver, I know, you know, Chris Olave, and we saw some things from Devon Valet, but I just feel like you could use that bigger, tight body, physical receiver to pair up with this Saints offense and give Tyler Shuck as many targets as possible, please.
I never thought I'd be referring to an NFL coach as a young man, but that young man, Kellen Moore, he's only 37. He showed me something this season as far as surrendering the results to the process.
Yeah, and man, Tommy, he is an all-pro in addressing the media. He doesn't say much, and he's just knows what to do for his team. Son of a coach, and hoping he can continue to build this roster into that NFC South winner next season.
Born on the 5th of July in, you ready for this, 1988.
Oof.
Wow. Yeah, oof is right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it as always. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We'll talk to John Fitzmaurice about the Washington Artillery. We pass by it every time in Jackson Square. Maybe you know what it is, maybe you don't, but we'll talk about it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.